Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Seeing ghosts is obviously quite an amazing phenomena and an experience to have if you ever happen to come across such a thing in your life. It's something also to think about when we're pondering on this concept of seeing ghosts. Where do you commonly see them? Where would you likely commonly see a ghost? Is it going to be in a cemetery where they're buried but spent very little of life? Is it going to be in a building or a room or something that they really, you know, they spent some time, but it wasn't a place that they were emotionally connected to? I think most common when people have those experiences with the dead, it tends to be in locations where the dead, the individual who someone is encountering, had a close emotional connection to. In our next story, that's precisely what happens. Out in some old hunting grounds that's been in a family for generation after generation. And out of nowhere, they see one of the old family members out there still hunting the grounds. Take a listen. I have plenty of stories to tell through the years. Most of these stories are mine, but there are a few that deserve to be heard that are not mine. This is one of those stories. I'm from Arkansas. I was born here, grew up here, and still live in the state. I live in Northwest Arkansas, though I am from the eastern side of the state. My dad's family originally came from Louisiana and then slowly worked their way north over generations. My grandpa was born in Louisiana and spent a portion of his childhood in southern Arkansas. I call my grandpa Pap, so that might make the story easier since it will be taking about 5 generations of my family. Pap's dad, my great-grandpa, was called Papa. His dad was named Hal. Hal was a mean man. in his younger days. He and his brother would go to the local bar and get drunk. They'd end up in fist fights and knife fights over the smallest things. They'd often get into screaming matches with strangers. It just had a mean streak in them. Hal's son, my papa, was also a drunkard in his younger days. One night, Hal was so drunk that Papa had to go pick him up from the bar. When Papa told his dad that they had to leave, Hal got angry. He started yelling at his son to go away and leave him alone. Papa wrapped his arms around Hal and attempted to pick him up and carry him out. Hal had other ideas. He grabbed a switchblade and stabbed his own son in the thigh in a drunken rage. It was not long after that that they both found God and became Christians. They changed their lives and stopped fighting, drinking, and having anger issues. All was well by the time my pap was born. Now into the main part of my story. It's my dad's story that I'm telling. Hal is five generations away from me, four away from my dad. My family is full of avid outdoorsmen, myself included. We love to deer hunt in the fall, and our deer lease is in the same town where Hal lived about three-fourths of his life, where he died. It's about 3,000 acres in southern Arkansas. Hal was one of the founding members of our deer club, and my family has hunted that land and helped take care of the land since the 1940s, when Hal first found it. Hal lived about half a mile from the southern border of the land. This land was owned by his logging company that he worked for. He was a foreman of his own logging crew and spent hours upon hours out on this land. He then decided to get a few of his friends and family members to pitch in for a deer camp and got permission to lease the land from his company. Hal's son, my papa, was not huge on hunting, but Hal was close to my pap. He taught my pap how to hunt and fish and everything else a grandpa teaches his grandson. They were awfully close, and when my dad was born, Hal instantly became close with my dad too. My dad did not know Hal at all that well, since my dad was raised in eastern Arkansas. He lived hours away from Hal and only got to see him around Thanksgiving during hunting season. Hal died in the mid-80s when my dad was about 10 years old. He was buried in a cemetery that lies between his old house and the land that we still hunt to this day. You must pass the cemetery to get to the land to hunt. About 3 years later, my dad was hunting a stand that Hal used to hunt. My dad was finally old enough to hunt alone, about 13 years old. He said that it was a rainy and dark day. There were lots of clouds in the sky, and it was early, early morning. We usually get to the deer stand at around 6 a.m., and during this time of year, it is still pitch black outside at that time. Dad said it was about 6:20, but it was still dark out because the clouds are blocking most of the sunlight. He said he looked down one of the shooting lanes that was about 300 yards long, and a figure appeared out of thin air. He said he squinted to see what it was, since there are many large animals in the woods that can do some damage. He was scared it was a bear at first, but he realized it was a person riding a horse, or possibly a mule. The person got closer, about 150 yards from my dad's spot. He recognized Hal. Hal was wearing his old flannel jacket, trucker hat, and blue jeans. My dad said that he could see the outline of the shotgun tied to the saddle, and he could tell that the mule was brown with a black mane and tail. He said he could even see the mule's ears twitching back and forth, listening for commands. He said that Hal rode around the area in a half circle, looking at the ground for something. He said that it seemed like Hal was searching for deer tracks, or potentially tracking a deer that he had shot. My dad said that Hal rode back in the direction he originally came from, but stopped fast. He looked up in my dad's direction and faintly smiled, though it seemed like Hal was not looking directly at my dad. He turned his head back forward and rode into the tree line and disappeared. My dad said that Hal appeared as a solid figure. He could not see through him, but it did seem like there was a hazy effect around Hal. The mule. He said it seemed like there was a veil of smoke between him and Hal. My dad did not tell anyone for a long time. See, my family is not the kind of family that would welcome and accept this type of story. They'd make fun of you and try to pass it off as a dream or a hallucination. My dad had not fallen asleep. He was only 13, so it's not like he was drinking at 6 in the morning, and my dad has never done drugs. I'm a Christian too, and I was always worried about telling my own dad about some of my personal experiences because I thought he'd write me off as making it up or crazy. It was not until this last fall that we were at deer camp. Now remember, Hal died when my dad was 10, a good 15 to 20 years before I was born. I'd never seen a picture of this man before. When we were at deer camp this year, some of my older members, my pap included, decided to tack pictures to the common room wall of our building that we sleep in. They were posting pictures of all the members that had died. They even denoted which members were founding members. Both Hal and my papa were on the wall. I was about 11 when my papa died, so I knew what he looked like. I saw the photo of Hal and asked my dad to come tell me who he was. My dad went completely white when he saw the photo. Hal was on a brown mule with a shotgun on his back, saddle, wearing a red flannel jacket, trucker hat, and blue jeans. My dad got my papa, who sat down and told us about how Hal used to hunt the old-fashioned way in the deer woods. He rode a mule. His favorite mule was Dolly, the mule in the picture. He liked to carry a shotgun in case he ran into a dangerous predator. He loved wearing a flannel jacket and trucker hat. My dad had seen an apparition of his own great-grandfather 2 years after he had died. He saw him near one of his old favorite hunting spots doing what he loved to do, too. And he was finally reunited with his beloved Dolly. My dad is a staunch skeptic when it comes to most things paranormal, including dead loved ones coming back to see you after a while. He doesn't like to speak about anything paranormal, but he told me the story with complete conviction. I know he would not lie about something like this because he's so skeptic of it. He told my grandpa and one of my uncles who still lives in that town about this experience. My grandpa did not believe him, but my uncle did. My uncle has had his own experiences that made him believe. I'll write those in later. I don't know why my dad saw Hal. He and Hal were not particularly close since they only saw one another once a year. I think it's because that spot was where Hal spent so much time while he was alive. I think maybe his spirit was just doing what he knew best and enjoying his time. He was reunited with his beloved mule, and he was just doing his favorite activity with her. I think my dad just happened to be there when Hal decided to make an appearance. I doubt that it was residual since my dad hunted that same spot for 10 more years and never saw anything else. Now the fun part. My brother hunts about 700 yards from where that stand used to be. I hunt about 500 yards from there. Will I see my great-grandfather someday while I'm hunting? Will my brother, who has never heard this story, see him? Do you think he could possibly come back to visit one of his great-great-grandchildren that he's never met? What will I do if he does come to see me?
Stories online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcast right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.